If I only had £1,000 and I had to invest it in property, you know what I would do? I would buy a house within a week. And I would do it using the strategy called purchase lease option agreement. Now, let me explain how this works. When you buy a sofa, it's very common to buy now, pay later. DFS even advertise, buy now, pay later. Very normal. When you buy a holiday, buy now, pay later. When you buy a car, you might buy on a PCP where you'll pay monthly installments. And then at the end of the term, the 5-year, 6-year, 7-year term, you can either pay a balloon payment and now you own it, or you have the option to have to hand the keys back and walk away. Guess what? You can do the exact same thing in English law buying residential and commercial properties, meaning that if someone's selling their house for £200,000, you can say, I'll buy it. I'll give you what you want. I'll buy it for the price that you want, but I'll pay you on my terms. I'll buy it now, but I'll pay for it in 10 years' time. And this is completely legal. And this is how I've bought many of my properties over the years. And this is how, and the reason I say £1,000, I've put down £1 deposits. I've bought hotels using a £1 deposit with the option to pay for it in 10 years' time. Now, the difference with a car, if you buy a car now, but you pay for it in 5 years' time, what happens to the value of a car over time? It goes down. But if you buy a property now with the agreement to pay for it later using a £1 option fee, by the time the 10-year is finished and now you have the option to buy it, guess what? You fixed the price 10 years ago. So what happens to house prices? They historically double every 10 years and properties are about to boom. So let me show you right now live how to find a property that you can buy on a purchase lease option agreement and how easy this really is. So I'm gonna go to Rightmove, which is free for anybody. When you wake up in the morning, don't go on Instagram and scroll through social media, go on Rightmove and search for deals. So if I type in an area, let's go with Manchester. Now, when most people look for houses for sale, they might search from lowest price and they wanna get all the cheap houses. But what you wanna do is you wanna search oldest listed. Why? Because oldest listed, these houses are the properties where they can't sell, they're having problems, they're really, really motivated. This house was put on Rightmove in 2022. Now, right now, we're in 2025. This has actually been 3 years now. 3 years, this property has been sat on the market and it's not sold. Do you know why it's not sold? Probably because it's overpriced. Why is it overpriced? Why don't they just drop the price? Because they can't or don't want to drop the price. They want to sell that for $229,950. It's been on for 3 years and they're not dropping the price. So we come along and we say to them, hey, I'll give you what you want. I'll give you your $229,950, but I'll pay you in 7 years because we need to give the market a chance to recover. So it was bought in 2016 for $164,000. So it might be that they're not in negative equity. It might be that they just don't want to drop the price. I had this with a hotel in Cambridge. They wanted to sell it for £2 million, but no one was offering £2 million. I came along and said, I'll give you 1.6. They said, Samuel, we don't care. We don't care it's empty. We are not dropping the price. Even if it takes 5 or 10 years to sell, we will not do it lower than £2 million. So I said, okay, how about this then? I'll give you £2 million. I'll give you the price you want, but I'll pay you in 10 years with an option agreement. I've now taken over the whole hotel. Now I'm renting it out. I'm making a fortune in cash flow from it. I'm saving that cash flow up and I'm gonna use that as a deposit to buy the hotel. And this is how I've structured so many of my deals, commercial and residential. So this property here, it's on for £220,000. It was reduced last year and it's still not sold. So let's see if we can find how much they paid for it. If you go to property sale history, okay, so they bought it in 2000 for £55,000. Now, one of the best things about these old listed properties is when you can find properties, this one here, on for £190,000, that's how much they want for it. What did they pay for it? £299,999. So they bought it for £300,000. Literally 3 years ago. 3 years ago, they bought this for 300,000 and now it was reduced yesterday. and they just want 190. That's mad. You know what that's called? That's called a crash. You know when is the best time to get into property? After a crash. They bought it into, what happened to interest rates in 2022? Just after they bought that house, interest rates went sky high. Guaranteed they've got a mortgage, probably of about £190,000. And they're probably paying 4-5% interest. The house is, look, the house looks not even in good condition. Look at that. It's not great, is it? It's a bit run down. Maybe they can't rent it. So they've got a house in negative equity with a big mortgage. The house is not really ready for tenants. They're absolutely skint and they can't drop the house anymore. It's on for 190. It's mad. So what I'd say to them is I'd say, hey, listen, I'll buy the house. I'll buy it for 200 grand. It's 10 grand more than you're asking for it. If you sold it right now for 190, you'd get nothing because you probably have to use all that money to pay off the mortgage. I'll give you 200 grand. Right now, I'll give you £1,000 as a deposit towards the 200,000. But I'm going to need 5, 6, 7 years. And I'll rent it off you in the meantime. What are the mortgage payments at the moment? Oh, £300 a month. I'll pay you £300 a month fixed for 7 years. And in 7 years, I'll buy the property for 200 grand. And here's a grand now. What you're saying? I'll tell you what they're saying. They're saying, yes, from your perspective, you pay £1,000. You get a restriction order on the title deeds. You get a option to buy it. You're paying 300 a month in rent. You then rent it out. How much would this get? How much would you be able to rent this house out for? I mean, to be fair, you would need a little more than a grand for this particular house because you'd need to make it ready for rent. It's probably going to cost you, you know, you're going to need carpets, paint. It's probably going to cost you a few thousand. So for this one, it might be £4,000. So if you're going to spend about £4,000 on this property, how much rent would you get? Well, I reckon in this part of Manchester, and here's what you can do as well. You can find the postcode M261HN and see what the rental market is in that area. Rent, include let agreed, and let's do within a quarter of a mile and see if there's anything. So this is an apartment that's going for 795, 700, an apartment, 925 for an apartment. So how much are you going to get for a nice house? Apartment. Let's, all right. Oh my gosh. £1,600 a month. I mean, it is a 5-bed house. So how much are you going to get in rent for a house like this? For a house like this. If it's done up nice. I'll tell you how much you're going to get. You're probably going to get about 1,200, 1,300 quid. That's just a guess. So if you're paying the mortgage, you're going to be making good cash flow every month. What are you going to do with that cash flow? You're going to save it up, 12 grand a year. And then after about 3 years, you've now got 36 grand. What are you going to do with that 36 grand? That becomes your deposit. You're then going to buy the property. But meanwhile, the property's been rising in value as interest rates have been dropping. So if you've got £1,000 only, you can use purchase lease options to buy properties. I'm going to be spending a whole day finding lease option agreements. If you want to come and spend a full day with me at the Property Investors Crash Course, tickets, because I'm mad, are £1. So I'll leave a link in the description. Invest £1 in yourself and then learn how to invest just £1,000 and start securing properties in this market in 2025. I'll see you there.